A top executive at the telecommunications giant Telstra has been poached to replace Elon Musk as chairman at the US electric car maker Tesla. Robin Denholm, currently Telstra's chief financial officer, has been elevated to the top job at Tesla after a string of questionable judgment calls from Mr. Musk, such as smoking dope on camera, and more recently, accusations of fraud from US financial regulators. Here's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Robin Denholm is used to dealing with high-profile executives, but will she be able to manage Tesla founder Elon Musk, who recently decided to do some extraordinary high-flying when he smoked dope on a webcast with the US comedian Joe Rogan?
It's marijuana it's inside of tobacco.
Oh, okay. So it's like pot, tobacco,
yeah.
Posh.
You never had that?
Yeah, I think I tried one once.
Come on, man.
I mean, it's legal, right?
Do people get upset at you if you do certain things?
In another bizarre incident on Twitter, Elon Musk said a British diver who rescued boys stuck in a Thai cave was a pedo. And then the US Securities and Exchange Commission accused Mr. Musk of fraud after he claimed funding had been secured to take Tesla private, a claim that misled shareholders. He was hit with a $20 million fine and told to step down as Tesla chairman while remaining chief executive. Enter Robin Denholm, who was already on the Tesla board, but now with the big job of taming Elon Musk's troubled profile as Tesla's walking brand.
Robin Denholm has a very, very tough job ahead. She's tasked with putting the monster on a leash, if you will.
Management consultant Professor Martin Friesel says Robin Denholm needs to be a voice of evolution at Tesla to counter the Musk revolution.
I think Elon Musk, at this point in time, is Tesla's biggest asset and at the same time its biggest liability. The challenge of Elon Musk and at the same time Robin Denholm will be to wean Tesla off Elon Musk and make the company sustainable for the future so that it can exist without Elon Musk as chief executive. So Robin Denholm has to become the symbol of predictability and stability in Tesla. And Elon Musk can be the CEO, the radical CEO, that is driving the company forward.
Troubled Tesla investors are a bit more confident, with the company's shares up 1% today on news of Robin Denholm's appointment.
And interestingly, the company that she's leaving, Telstra, was down on the Sydney Stock Exchange. So somebody clearly thinks she's got the right skill set, at least in terms of helping to run the company.
But market analyst Russ Mould says investors want instant results and no more stunts like smoking weed on TV.
We mustn't buy into the cult of the chief executive. If it's one person in the company, they have two main tasks: to allocate capital, how do we spend our money in the best way, and they set the culture and they set the tone, the manner in which the company does business. And I would politely suggest that smoking weed and making defamatory accusations on Twitter doesn't necessarily set a fantastic culture for a company.
In keeping with managing profiles, Robin Denholm isn't doing any interviews just yet as she prepares to deal with managing Elon Musk when she assumes the role as Tesla chairman next week.
The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.